teasing.
Hello.
Hello, Kenesha. My name is Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. I'm sorry. I was having trouble hearing you. Ma'am, I'm reaching out. This is in regards to the NEC baby claim.
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to fill out a claim, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. You're Kenesha Smith, correct?
Correct.
Yes, I'm Randy Reese. Nice to meet you, ma'am. And I'm so sorry about the technical difficulties I was having up front. I could not hear anything on the other end, so I'm glad I stayed with you. Okay, good. Now, so you did have a child that was diagnosed with NEC, or were you diagnosed yourself?
My son.
Your son. I'm so sorry to hear that. Ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, this was my first step.
Okay, so you've not got legal representation, you've not signed any documents, you're willing to affirm that you've not signed with another law firm? If that's a yes, I'm done, we can move on. Thank you. Okay, so your child was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm so sorry. How's the child doing now? This isn't an intake question. I ask myself, how's your child doing now?
Thanks for asking. He's doing a lot better, you know.
Good.
He's living, so can't complain.
Good. Does he have any ongoing gastrointestinal or bowel conditions? Anything going on? Does he have to watch his diet, anything?
Yeah, he can't eat a lot of certain foods, so his diet is really kind of restricted. But he's okay with that. He's always been a healthy kid, so.
Oh, good to hear.
He liked the leafy greens and stuff like that.
Good to hear.
He tried to get me to eat healthy.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
So would you say that he has ongoing gastrointestinal issues? I mean, if he were to slip a little bit, would you say that?
Not really. He's really doing a lot better. So it was just really rough.
I know.
When he was first born.
Let me tell you, I was a premature baby myself, so I'm really passionate about these claims. I was 2 months early. I go a little further on some of my questions.
I actually
because
was
of
premature, too. Yeah.
You was, too.
I was a premature baby, too.
Well, we grow up, right? Okay.
Yes, and we survived. We're still living.
That's right. Now, Ms. Smith, there's no right or wrong answer to this, but do you have any medical records of his diagnosis, or can you get them?
So I tried to call around.
Uh-huh.
And the issue I ran into is that I stay in Arizona now,
uh-huh.
and all his records is back in Wisconsin. And back in 2008, they didn't have the portal access. So technically, I will have to take a trip up there to gather the information because they say they can't email it or fax it to me.
How old is your child now?
He's 16.
Okay, so he's still a minor. That's weird. Let me see something here. All right, let's just continue and see if I can get this through. Let's see if you know some of the other answers to this. Do you know the date that your child was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes, July 1st, 2008.
Thank you. Okay. Now, was he diagnosed before or after he was fed formula?
After.
Thank you.
14, 15 days after.
What's his birth date?
6/16/2008.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, some of this I'm just jotting down. So it looks like he was diagnosed on the 1st of July. So roughly 2 weeks after he was born.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We couldn't figure out what it was.
That's common also, especially back in 08. I don't even think half of them knew what it was, to be honest with you.
Right.
No, I'm serious about that. Now, where was he diagnosed, and is this also the same hospital that he was born at?
So, no, actually, they had to transfer him, so he never left the hospital, but he was transferred to a pediatric hospital.
Okay, where did they transfer him to?
He was to Ascension, Northeast Wisconsin.
Ascension?
The St. Elizabeth campus.
Okay.
Uh-huh, Ascension.
How do you spell Ascension? A-S-C?
And yep, ASCENSION.
Yes, thank you. Ascension. And you said which campus was that? God, they're all over. Which campus was that?
Yes, the St. Elizabeth campus.
St. Elizabeth.
In Appleton.
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, on Oneida Street.
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let me grab that. I'm just going to copy and paste that real quick, so be patient. Thank you.
Okay.
It's on a different page, so I obviously know what I'm doing. I'm clicking back and forth. Okay, but it
oh,
does
yeah,
ask for,
I work from home. So
oh,
I work
yeah.
on multiple screens.
Yeah, lucky
multiple
you.
Screens and lots of copy and paste.
You know, I used to have a double, two screens, actually. I do prefer that. But now what they've done is they've got these longer ones. And so it's almost like two screens, but it's still one
I
screen.
Know.
I think. But you know why? Because you could drag it all the way across.
Yeah, without having to try to connect
yeah,
the screens. That sounds
exactly.
cool.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
All right. Now, Ascension in Northeast Wisconsin, the St. Elizabeth campus on Oneida. That's where he was diagnosed, and that's where they transferred him to. Where was he born?
He was born in Milwaukee at Sinai Samaritan.
Sinai Samaritan. They have those out here, actually, in California.
Oh, cool. Okay. I thought it was just a Midwest thing.
No, see, like right now it wants to come up UCI. That's University of Irvine.
Okay.
Right. And that was in Milwaukee, you said. Milwaukee.
Correct.
There it is. Yeah, that's the thing is Google, the only complaint I have is a lot of times they want to keep your location. And so, like, when I did that search right there, it wants to keep throwing me everything around me. You know what I mean? So, well, you work from home. You get that.
Yes, and I relocated to Arizona, I say, 5 years ago, and I still get advertisements from back home and Google searches from back home. Like, I haven't been there in 5 years. Stop giving me this stuff.
That's a good change,
I totally
though.
Get it.
Do you like the desert?
Yes.
Good for you.
Love it. I love it. I can take winters any longer.
Good for you. Okay, so do you remember what brand formula they were using to feed your baby?
Infamil. It was Infamil. I'll never forget that.
Thank you, ma'am. You're actually very, very well. I'm really enjoying this interview with you because you know the answers. A lot of times I have to like, well, do you remember if it was Christmas or do you remember if it was summer? You know what I'm saying? You're doing really
right.
Well. I appreciate that.
It was such a traumatic, even though it was so long ago, like certain things, especially when it comes to your children,
oh, yeah.
You just don't really kind of get over it.
I'm with you on that. And yes, he is still alive. You already told me. So thank you for that.
Yes.
And yes, you do have authority to sign on behalf of your son. And are you guys both residents of
correct.
The United States?
Yes.
And how long, what was your gestational age? How long, how premature was he? How many weeks along were you?
He was born at 7 months, 28 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, and you already mentioned this, but just formally, he was diagnosed at the hospital because you already told me that he got transferred from one to the other, but he never came home. So that is diagnosed at the hospital, correct?
Yes, he started having bloody stools and like green vomit while we were still in the hospital.
I'm going to get to that in a sec, so hold that thought. Now,
okay.
To confirm, okay. You told me his birthday is 6/15/2008.
6/16. One more day.
Okay. I better make sure I didn't. I better make sure I, because I used that. I asked that date because we were trying to calculate the diagnosis date.
Oh yeah, the 14 or 15.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're good because I have 7/1 and that is what you told me. So I'm good. Okay. Good. Thank you for catching that. What do you do for on the phones when you work from home?
I'm a onboarder for. Email marketing campaign company.
Because I was going to say you're really
so I show
good.
People what, how to do.
Well, I was going to say you must
yeah.
have to be thorough whatever you do. Okay, so that's
correct.
That's, that
correct.
Is why I asked. Okay, so your child, he was born in 08, so right now he's 16 years old. I think you did tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
correct.
Cool. All right, we're getting there. We're getting there. Do you happen
that's
to
fine.
Have... Do you happen to have his birth certificate? I don't mean right now, but do you have it like at the house or something?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I do.
And of course, now you being what you do, this question here, if you know anybody else that would like information about the necrotizing enterocolitis, you are going to have my name and phone number, so please pass that on, okay? We got
I
past
will.
That. I know
okay.
you will. Now, please confirm your child's gender for me.
He's a male.
And he's single, correct?
Yes.
And
that'd be.
I know. I'm asking mom that one. What is his first name, and could you spell it for me, please?
Yes, Javion, Javion.
And his middle name?
Jones, June.
Oh, I love it. Is that after a relative?
Yeah, his grandma.
I knew it. I love
and
it.
And he was born.
What's his last name?
And he was born in June.
Believe it or not, I knew a gentleman. I he's kind of slipped from my life. He was he was from the Philippines, but really, really nice guy. His name was June. So we're cool. So
oh,
he,
cool.
Yes. Now, do you call him JJ?
No. Okay. So I used to call him JV Baby, and he hates that. So every time I want to pick at him, I call him JV Baby, and he's mom. Not my name anymore.
Is his last name Smith as well, ma'am?
Weaver, W E A V E R.
W E A V E R. Thank you. And does Javon, does he have a suffix, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
And
no.
The last four of his social, please.
3440.
Thank you. And I know I have it on my screen, but could you please spell your first name for me?
Yes, KenNisha.
And your middle name, young lady?
Denise, Dense.
And then Smith?
Correct.
Okay. Let me capitalize that. I didn't want to miss that. And there's no suffix to your name, right, Ms. Smith?
No.
Some believe it or not, once in a while there'll be a woman that took their grandma's name or something, and they'll do that. But very, very rare.
I've never heard of that.
Very rare.
Okay.
Very, very rare. Now, your current marital status?
Single.
And
unmarried.
Confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And the last four of your social?
9683.
And your date of birth?
7/11/1985.
All right, young lady. I have a son that was born in 85, believe it or not. Okay, so.
We almost in the 40 club.
Yes, we are. And then I have for your email, MZNEISHA, the number 4@gmail.com.
Correct.
Thank you. Is this a mobile phone, young lady?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted by text, phone, or email?
Emails. I get to it quicker because I'm always at my computer and my desk.
And you may be on the phone as well. So do you have a particular
yes.
best time of day you'd like to be contacted?
I'm on mountain time. So, well, you guys are in California. So, yeah, afternoon, 11 p.m.,
okay.
11 a.m.
That's cool. I checked afternoon. It's just it's a box, morning, afternoon, or evening. So I clicked afternoon.
Okay, cool. Sounds great.
And what is your address, please?
11039 North 87th Avenue, apartment 1015, Peoria, Arizona, 85345.
And you said that's apartment 1015?
Yes.
1015. Perfect. Now, this question is, it's not hard. It's just, do you have any official documents to show your power of attorney? You already told me you did because you have his birth certificate.
Yes, I have his birth certificate.
So we'll check that as yes. That's good
okay.
enough. How is your name listed on the birth certificate?
As mother.
No, but is it listed as Kenesha Denise Smith?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me just copy and paste that down then.
Okay.
And this is for the signer section, so we really are getting close to being done here. And just to let you know, what happens is I do the intake for you here, and then the firm will call you generally within 3 to 5 days. And what'll happen is it's just a quick verification call. It won't take anything as long as this one did. And then for, the claim is actually this what we're doing now is the retainer, so the claim will actually be filed. And there it is.
Okay.
So there we go. Hold on. And your middle name, do you know if it's on the birth certificate? I could leave it on there if you don't know. If you're
yes, it
aware.
Is. Yes, okay. It is. It now, is. Yes.
These are just general questions, so usually they're no's. Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, loss of custody, or anything like that? Or none?
No.
I do. They rarely are. Now, this again is family history, and I kind of already know the answer to this one. Any illicit drug use, specifically drugs, cocaine, methamphetamine, psilocybin, PCP, anything like that, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. Now, this particular set of questions, I'll go real fast. It has to do with during the pregnancy. Was there any hypertension, disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord cramping, HIV, AIDS, or none of the above, or unknown?
None of the above.
Thank you. And your child was born premature. And you told me he was born in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Thank you. And when he got his diagnosis, was he in the NICU?
Yes.
And so he was in the NICU from his birth date of 6/16/2008. Six, hold on, 16. And do you know about how long he was in the NICU for?
2 months. He got discharged in about August of 08.
Okay.
So around 2 months.
Okay. You got my birthday is the 16th of August, and the coincidence is, as I already told you earlier in the call, I was in the maternity, the NICU for 2 months. I had pneumonia, but I didn't get NEC, thank God. And then you kind of,
some strong individuals.
Well, you were premature too. I mean, how were you?
I had pneumonia. Well, my mom.
Yeah.
Her water bag had went completely dry. So I didn't have any fluid around me when they delivered me through the emergency section.
Yeah.
But that's how I ended up in it. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yes. And the coincidence is when I went to have my first child, I scheduled an appointment with the doctor that almost killed me. My mama seen him and was like, oh no, we have to get out of here. She does not listen to his patients. And I just happened to have her to go to my first appointment with me. And she was like, oh no, we got to get out of here.
Good for
you. And I mean, you could, her face was like, you think the ghost. It was crazy.
Oh, I'm proud of you for that one because I've had issues with doctors as well. And I'm the same guy that's going to say no. Good for you.
You've got to advocate for yourself because they will think they know everything.
And nobody else is going to. But that's a whole nother conversation we could have. So good for you, young lady.
Yes, true.
Now, what was his birth weight? Do you remember?
4 pounds, 5 ounces.
Okay, you're good. There's actually no limit on that one. Hold on, I got to... So I just, what I do is I convert it to grams. So bear with me one second.
Okay.
Okay. It's 1,956 grams. And now this one here is kind of weird, but did they start feeding him formula right away or did they give him breast milk first? Do you know what happened?
Right away formula.
Okay. So they
I never breastfed.
That's common. Mm-hmm. It is. So they gave him that on 6/16. And how long did they keep him on the formula? Do you know?
For about 15 days, I believe.
Okay. So that would make it like around his diagnosis date, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So if you counted 15 days, that's exactly the same day he got diagnosed. So did you stop when he got his diagnosis?
Well, I think they stopped like 4 or 5 days in, so maybe like 10.
Okay.
I know when they started seeing the Bloody Stool. That's what they suggested it. So
okay. Did they switch the formula? Okay. And then, okay, good. So let's change that. He was born on 6/16. So let's change that to the 22nd. Actually, the 21st would be the seventh day. Okay. Because that is a question.
Yeah.
Now, there is no right or wrong answer to this question. When did you first learn of any relation to the formula and NEC? And it could be as when you saw the ad. It could be way back there in 2008 when the doctors told you. It could have been like on June 21st of that year.
Seeing the commercials is what reminded me of everything we experienced, which caused me to do more research.
Okay.
And
you said it, and that's me. Was that like this year?
Yes, it was.
And that's fine. There's no statute on that. Because what that's called is discovery, and you just put the two and two together. It's not your fault. Okay? So that's what's called discovery.
Right.
So fine. Now, so the time between usage and injury, that's kind of a weird question because he was fed the formula for, it looks like, 7 days, and then he got the diagnosis. So the time between usage and injury would have been like, you know, as little as 1 day. We don't really know for sure, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. So
it could have been as soon as he ingested it and started messing his stomach up, or...
Cause, so that was day one.
Because I know... I believe so. Okay. Because he was really fussy and gassy and... throwing up like green vomit, like from day one.
All the symptoms you just described, I'm going to ask in a second, so thank you. But they're all on the list. So no breast milk, formula only. And then thank God they caught it, though. Okay. All right. So, yes, we know that he was fed formula in the hospital. Now, the symptoms. You've already told me the green vomit. You've told me the bloody stools. Those are big ones. Was he lethargic at all?
Yes, very lethargic. They thought it was due to jaundice because he did have a little tint of jaundice being premature.
So then he had a low body temperature.
They put him under the light.
Yep. That's low body temperature. Yes. Common mistake, by the way. Not your fault again. Okay.
Right. Because, you know, sometimes in the beginning, I did feel like, what more could I have done to catch it? But
no, you don't do that.
It really
wasn't
an accident.
Don't do that to yourself, seriously. Now, did he have swollen red tender belly?
Yes. Stomach pain, like very tight. Like you could see how tight it was.
Yep.
Like you couldn't even put your finger down on it. It was just rock hard.
Oh, poor baby. Poor guy. Okay. All right. Now, and we already got the diarrhea, dark bloody stools. The last one, it's really a two-parter. Do you know if he had bradycardia? That's lowered heartbeat. Mm-hmm. He probably didn't, but if he did, I can note it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Most of them don't. The ones that I zeroed right in on are the ones that I hear the most. And you started telling me before we even got to this section. So, yeah, poor guy. And now, this question is it's... The question is do you have a copy of the medical records? But what I really mean is, can you get them? In other words, do you know if they exist or not?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Now,
yes.
Was there any exploratory, was there an exploratory laparotomy? That's a surgery when he was born. Did they do any surgery?
Yes, they did. They performed a laparotomy.
Laparotomy surgery. I have the same trouble.
I'm like, it was lap band. I don't know. Something with the lap in there.
No, you got that.
Laparotomy.
Okay, good. Thank you. When's the last time you think that he went to the doctor? I mean, was it this year for the NEC related? It could have been, you know, it's been a while.
He had a physical maybe last year and some blood work done, but...
He's okay now, though? Okay, good. You're with me still, right? Hello, did I lose you?
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Now
can you hear me?
Now I can.
There you go. Yeah, no, he's such an amazing kid. He's into robotics and stuff, so he's amazing.
I'm so glad. I'm proud of him. Listen, by the way, just on that same note, Ms. Smith, if we do get disconnected, I'll immediately call you back. I am on a 949 number. That's
okay.
My desk. Okay. Okay, good. All right.
Okay. And
we're just about done here as well. Now, let me scroll back down. Got the symptoms. Got this. We know the facility where he was diagnosed. That was at the Sinai Medical Center. Do you know his doctor?
It was Dr. Shafi.
Okay, I'll find it. Bear with me.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
And that's Shafia, I think, something like that, Shafi.
Shafia. Actually, I think that sounds familiar. But actually, what I'm doing right now before I do that is I'm going to, I'm copying and pasting the information from,
okay.
like it's asking for the phone number. It's 414-219-2000. That's the
yes,
general
that
number.
Sounds so familiar.
Yeah, I figured it would. And then you said it's Shafa. So let me see if I can find him. Usually I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's kind of a common name, but that was in Wisconsin?
Yes, correct.
Was it? No, that's a first name. I have a Shafa Budo in St. Louis. But that's Missouri.
No.
Okay, hold on.
Let me see.
It's a man, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, is it Muhammad Shafi, MD?
Yes, that's him.
There's also a...
That's my guy.
Let's make... Are you sure it's Muhammad? Because there's also a Salim Shafi.
Nope, it's Muhammad.
Okay, perfect. Then I got what I need. Let me copy and paste this.
Okay.
Oh, I hate when my mouse starts doing this. Okay.
There's no way. I'm just looking. There's no way he's still delivering babies. He's 83 years old.
No, he may be. He may be. Now, what was you told me Sinai. The first one was Ascension. Was Dr. Shafi the same doctor at both places?
No, so once he got switched to Ascension, it became Dr. John Edwards.
Okay, thank you. All right. John Edwards.
Shafi was my OB.
I saw that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let me go back to Shafi. Got his address and stuff right here, so no worries. Thing about it is that even if the doctor happens to be at a different facility with the information you've given me, they'll find it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I only say that because a lot of times these places change their names. They do all kinds of things.
Tell me about it.
Well, I've had people literally.
Because the last...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just looking him up to find his name. The last I know, he was 12th Street, and now he's somewhere totally different.
Yeah,
but like
exactly.
I said, I haven't been there in 5 years, so
exactly.
I know a lot has changed.
All right, I'm still getting stuff for Shafi. The only thing it doesn't have is his phone number. You don't happen to know that. I can find it. I just have to dig a little harder. Oh, click for phone number.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
I found it. Never mind. 414-365-310-3210. Now, you don't see him anymore. You don't go to Milwaukee to go to the doctor, do you?
No, no, I don't. I don't see him.
I was going
to
say.
And that's why I was shocked to see that he's still practicing, because he's 83 years old. The last time I seen him, he was old. He should have been retiring.
Should have been. Yeah. Yeah, well.
Right. That doctor was hard to leave.
That is kind of old, but yeah, whatever. I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see this. Let's see his location. I really am just about done with this one.
Okay.
Did you see him? He doesn't. What does he call his practice? just goes by his name.
So the last I know from him, he has started his own practice called Shafi Medical Center.
That's right. That's what I said. He uses his own name.
Yeah.
That means he's
so
pretty
he,
good.
When he was my OB, he was with Sinai Samaritan Hospital. And then he switched and got his own place.
Usually that's a good thing for you, the patient. Okay.
Now, yeah, he was such a caring worker. He was.
And you've already told me the child's doing amazing now. Okay.
Mm-hmm,
but he
mm-hmm.
does watch his diet.
Yes.
Okay. Possible stomach issues or possible digestion issues. That's why he watches his diet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Digestion issues. Okay. I just didn't want to leave anything blank on that. Okay, let me see. Make sure I got everything on here. 414, John Edwards, Muhammad Shafi, Shafi Medical Center. You did really well. Now, you said that he had an abdominal surgery, the laparotomy. And then you also told me that he had the swollen and discolored abdomen. That's just a box that I need to check. So I'm going to check that box, okay? Swollen and discolored abdomen.
Okay.
Now, there's no right or wrong answer to the next question. Are you familiar with the Bell staging of NEC? And
no.
If you're not, please say no. Thank you. And now I'll tell you what it was.
No.
Okay. Dr. Martin Bell.
Please do tell.
Thank you, ma'am. He was one of the first doctors that actually diagnosed NEC. And so what he did is he split that into three stages, stage one, stage two, and stage three. Stage one is suspected NEC. Stage two is, I don't want to say, you know, just standard NEC. That's not a good way to describe it. But stage three is advanced.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, anytime that there's a surgery involved, in my opinion, that puts it into stage three. And that also includes the bloody stool, the bloating, the swelling, the surgeries, et cetera. That's what puts it into stage three. Okay. Now,
I agree.
We really are.
We had to go through that surgery.
Right. Let me go back up here because I think I missed a box. I'll go real quick. Yes, the ongoing gastrointestinal and bowel conditions. I need to check that box because that goes along with how he has to have a special diet and all that. It doesn't mean that he necessarily has at this moment, but it means that it it could manifest into it if he doesn't watch himself or take care of himself. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah,
so to me, I call that an ongoing bowel condition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Let's see where we're at now. All right. Just a couple more questions, and then you're going to be all set here. Now, we do ask for an emergency contact. This is in case we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. Now, we would never reach out to your emergency contact unless we can't get a hold of you again for an extended period of time. But we have found this unnecessary that we can continue your case for you if you're unresponsive. And again, this would end up being for your son. So could you please give me an emergency contact? All I need is, do they live with you or not live with you? Who are you going to be telling me?
I want to give my... one of my kids, kids.
Fine. That's fine. Just what's his first name?
Okay. Kamarion, K-A-M-A-R-I-O-N.
Okay.
And let me see his number. And his last name is Smith.
Okay.
And his telephone number is 480-631. 8407.
Thank you, ma'am. And he's your son.
Yes.
I would trust my son too. And you know, let me copy and paste this up here. I got to scroll. This form's we're almost done, but it's long once you get to the bottom. So if I have to pull something back up there, you get it.
Oh, no problem.
I'm glad you do the onboarding because you know exactly what I'm doing on this end. All right.
I'm actually sitting here closing up cases as we speak. So
good for you.
Take
good
your time. You. Don't rush. I'm finishing up my end of day stuff too.
Cool. All right. Now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes, I'm
Okay.
familiar with DocuSign.
Perfect. Is there any additional? You are done. Is there any? And I do have a firm that's accepted your case, but I do have two more
Okay.
spaces here. Is there anything that you would like me, any additional information or anything you'd like me to share regarding your potential case? And you can leave it.
Nope, I just
The form's pretty thorough.
yeah, we
Pretty
can leave it
thorough.
blank.
Okay. All right. Bear with me now.
We should skip over it. Yeah, no problem.
You are really, truly, truly, truly a couple minutes away from being done. So let me just double check here. I've got something in the red that I got to fix, and then I'm going to send it to you. So
Sounds
where
great.
are
I got my email open and waiting.
we? Okay, it's going to come via text also. It'll come both ways.
Okay.
So
Okay.
let me see what I missed.
You along?
Oh, the medical records, that's what I asked. And I asked you if they, so I always forget to check the box next to it. You said they do exist and you can get them if need be. If that be
Yes.
the case, you could mail them to them, correct?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. All right. It's going to go now. All right. Bear with me. It's just doing its thing now. So I have to be patient for it.
Okay.
There we go. All right, now I'm going to sign into my DocuSign. I'm going to get that document sent to you. And if you've done it,
All
probably
righty.
it would probably take me longer to tell you how to do it than just doing it. But if you need help,
Okay.
we're cool. So hold on, there's your document. Kanisha Denise Smith on
Okay.
behalf of Javon. Next, agree and continue. Send. Doing its thing. Spinning, spinning, spinning. Now you should have a text message or an email or both from me.
I got both. I opened the document. Let's review the document.
Sure, take your time. And by the way, if you are in a hurry, what'll end up happening is a copy of this signed document will be deposited into your box. And even though this is a retainer agreement, we will let you out of it at any time if you don't like the way things are going. But what I would ask is if you're unhappy with the firm or anything like that, call me directly and give me a chance to remedy it if I can for you. But as far as the form goes that you're signing, it really is just a recap of everything we've signed. If you want to go ahead and look for mistakes, please do. Other than that, like I was saying, you
I
can
know
in
we're pretty thorough, so I just sign. I just
I do
did.
know that. I do know that. So I'll just be quiet now and wait for you.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, just speak because I am right here.
Okay, yep, I've sent it. It should be coming back to you now.
I already have it, young lady, but I didn't want to rush you. Okay, so
Oh.
thank you for that.
Okay, great. Okay.
Now going on, let's finish this up for you. I'm going to send you a text message. Let me put your number in. So you have a California number too, right? 623, or is that an Arizona number? Do you know? Are you still there, ma'am?
Okay, my phone. I'm here. My phone went dead again. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, it's an Arizona number.
Okay, thank you for that. So the first message I'm going to send you, this is the firm that's accepted your case. I use an abbreviation. It's 84. It's actually Pulaski. That's a 909 number. They're going to reach out to you within 3 to 5 days. Now, excuse me, as I told you, if for any reason you're not happy with the firm or anything like that, I'm going to send you my number as well. Two reasons. One, if there is any issue, you're going to get back to me and give me a chance to remedy it. I don't think there will be, though. I really never get any problems. And then the second thing is as well, and I realize that this has been a while, but if you happen to know any other moms, please give them my name and number. I would never ask you for their name or number, but again, please pass it on if they need some help. Other
And
than
I
that,
will do, Mr. Randy.
oh, thank you, ma'am. Now, other than that, we are actually done now, unless you have any questions for me.
Nope, everything was very thorough. Thank you for taking your time with me
No.
and for our chit chat. I did enjoy that. So you have a great rest of your evening.
You too, ma'am. Can I say one thing to you? Thank you for taking your time with
Yes.
me, okay? I appreciate it a
Oh,
lot. I
no
do.
problem. And
Okay. Well, you take care
if
and
you
as
have a survey you need to send, I will surely send it, fill it out for you.
Well,
I
thank
know
you
how
for
that
that.
works.
Thank you for that. And
You're welcome.
if there's anything I can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
I will do. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a blessed evening, ma'am.